My soul shall be satisfied as with the marrow of fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. And so we come to you tonight, O God, and our eyes are turned towards you, Jesus. Our eyes are on you and our hearts are turned towards you. You have our full attention. We love you, and we are here to worship and praise you and to bless you tonight. We just long to be in your presence. We are so hungry to spend this time with you tonight. So we just give this to you. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way tonight. We love you, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus. I long to see your face, to behold you in the beauty of your tabernacle. Just to be with you. Thank you. the cry. Hear the cry of a lost sinner. To God, God just wants more of you. Even tonight, God, pour out your presence, pour out your presence, pour out your presence. Oh, yeah, yeah. Indeed, calls to deep. Waterfalls as the waves of your
Thank you.
is running. I won't give up. I won't stop.
They continue to sing. I just was up here in the front, and I just was worshiping the Lord, and I put my hands out, and I literally felt like I felt the rain of the Spirit. I literally felt like I was feeling water hitting my hands as my eyes were closed. And I just feel like the Lord is releasing refreshing. He's releasing filling right now, and I want you to take it a step of faith. If you need that, if that's you, and you're like, I need to connect in with what's being released, and just that water, the Spirit, Holy Spirit moving, just come up into the front area. Connect with them. It's not because it's more holy or it's closer, but it's taking a step of faith to come out and just say, Lord, come fill me up. I'm aching for you. I'm crying out for you. I want more of you. So as they continue to worship, just come and encounter the Lord yourself. Just come up and encounter him and just experience that washing and that anointing. It's an anointing that he's releasing. He's releasing an anointing. Yes, Lord.
as my deepest calling out to your deep. I won't be satisfied with anything less than all of you in my heart, God, as I give all of you. We are crying out for revival down deep in our hearts. Oh, Lord, come and change us. Change us on the inside, God. We cry out for more of you. We don't want things to be like they were before. We want to be on fire for you. We want to be your burning ones. That's what you're calling us to. You're calling us to just burn for you, to just to go and carry your presence everywhere we go. It's for your name, God. It's for your glory. Oh, revival, revival. Come and change our hearts. Come and change our hearts. Come and change our hearts. Come and change our hearts.
Come fill us, starving.
see people change. We want to see revival, revival. We want to see mercy win the hopeless to hope again. We want to see revival, revival. We want to see lives restored.
We burn. Dry bones. I want to burn with unquenchable fire. Deep down inside, see it coming alive. Oh, I don't want to ride somebody else's passion. I don't want to find that I'm just dry bones. I want to burn with unquenchable fire. Deep down inside, help me find my own flame. Help me find my own fire. I want the real thing. I want your burning desire. Help me find my own flame. Help me find my own fire. I want the real thing. Here in this house, we thank you that they burn for you, that they hear your voice, that they see you, that they know you, God. Thank you, but we don't just want to ride on their passion, God. We want to experience you ourselves. We want to encounter you. We want to have your fire on the inside of us. Oh, yes, Lord, fill us up. Fill us up. Change our hearts. His passion. I don't want to find that I'm just dry bones. I want to burn with unquenchable fire. Deep down inside, see it coming alive. Oh, I don't want to ride on somebody else's passion. I don't want to find that I'm just dry.
No better time to burn with the burn in the love of Jesus. I saw a picture as well as a waterfall tonight that the Lord just wanted to pour out his love, pour out his refreshing power. But I also had this sense that there is some blockage that was happening that Jesus wants to break through. And I saw a picture of a key as well, that we have to put the key inside the car, inside the addiction, for it to work and for it to run. And the key I felt was Jesus. And Jesus came because sin separated us from Jesus. So sin looks like something. Sin looks like fear. Sin looks like shame. Sin looks like offense. Sin looks like the things that separate us from God. But God came in his heart, and he came in flesh, and he came in love, and he came and he died for us. And then he rose again 3 days later, and he broke through. He broke through the sin. He broke through the darkness to give us life and life abundance. So we want to celebrate him, and we want to receive the refreshing. We want to receive the fire of God tonight. And the other thing, that I know there's communion that's in front at your seats. So tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. I want you to actually come up out of your seat when I have you come up and receive communion here, just as a sign of faith. Because lately I've just seen God's faithfulness. I've seen God's promises that have been years coming, that have, where the devil has come in to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus in his goodness and his faithfulness, and because of the prayers of his saints, have answered. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, it just breaks my heart. In a good way. It's our promise. It's our promise, brothers and sisters. It's what Jesus did for us. So I want to celebrate the hope that we have in Jesus tonight. I want to celebrate the faithfulness, that how good he is. That I was told that it was impossible for me to have children, and I have 3 children. So no matter the situation, no matter the impossibilities, that's not the final say. Jesus is the final say. Jesus is the end all. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. God gave me a verse about trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path straight. That he who began a good work in you, he's faithful to complete it. In the moment and the circumstance, I love how Pastor Bill has been talking about our circumstances can be so big in front of us at times that it's hard for us to see the bigger picture. But when we take the right perspective and we look at what Jesus did and what he's done, we can take a step back and say, you're right, I can trust you. My feelings aren't telling me this right now. But I'm going to step out, and I'm going to look to you, and I'm going to trust you, knowing that you're going to make a way when it doesn't seem like there is a way. Even after years of years, I mean years of seeing prayers answered, seeing things happen, it's amazing. God is so amazing. So I thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. I thank you, Father, for your promises. I thank you for your love, that you sent your son to come in this world who had no sin and became sin for us, to become the propitiation for our sins, Lord. That you died and that you rose again, and that your blood covers us as a multitude of sins. And no matter how often the devil wants to lie, Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to our precious Father except through Jesus, except through the cross, except through what he's paid for. And so, Lord, I thank you for your power just being released tonight. I thank you, Lord, if there's healings that need to happen, miracles, things that just haven't broken through, Lord, that you are the key, Lord, that breaks through tonight. So I just ask, Lord, for your breakthrough power, Lord, where there's been years of saying this, and this is going to be the way it's going to be. No, you cancel it by your blood, Jesus. It covers that, and you say, no. This is the way it's going to be. My way is life. My way is abundance. My way is truth. My way is freedom. My way is hope. My way is joy. My way is love. My way is peace. My way is your righteousness, that we can come into our Heavenly Father's presence at any time, because there's no longer a veil. It's been broken. It's been torn. You say, here I am, Daddy.
here I am. I just want to be loved. I want to know the creator of the universe, the creator of my life, who's formed and fashioned and made me in the deepest places, and be loved even when it's uncomfortable. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you. We celebrate you in communion. We celebrate you and we thank you for your blood, Jesus. And so, Father, I just ask by your power and by your blood that's being released right now, I release your power and your blood and your angels on assignment into situations, into circumstances, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I call them to open up. Open up. Open up. In the name of Jesus, open up. Thank you, Lord, that you make a way that they would see that your faithfulness, your goodness, and who you are is who you said you are, because you've been faithful from the very beginning to the very end, and even through the process. I bless you, Jesus, and I thank you, and I just ask, Lord, as you break through, Lord God, that fire, your fiery love would be released, Lord God, to tell the good news and to share the good news of Jesus and what you did at the cross. So, Lord, I bless these elements in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for new hope would be released in the people tonight. Your faithfulness would be released in the people tonight. They would see you in new ways. And if repentance needs to happen, beloved, repent. It is a gift for you. It is yours. All you have to do is take the key, put it in, open up, and let Jesus in. Let him do what he wants to do. So as you come up and want to partake of the elements, just as a step of faith to celebrate Jesus.
You're faithful. Yes, Lord. Lord, you're so faithful. So, Lord, we partake of your faithfulness, Lord. Jesus. We celebrate you with your body and your blood, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're so good. Lord, you're so good. The Lord's doing so much in this season, and he's continually amazing us with his faithfulness. And the Lord's in a process of working an insane testimony in Nikki and I's lives of things that we've heard from him, promises that we've heard from him that we've been praying into for years. Years. And we're seeing breakthrough in that season right now. And it's overwhelming. And it's accelerating. And it's crazy. And the Lord's faithfulness, I can't express to you how faithful he is when we are faithless or when we're in the midst of our imperfections, but our hearts are. Lord, we want to continue to put ourselves before you and believe for your best, no matter what the situation or circumstances look like. And I don't know how to say it other than 20 days ago, 20 days ago, the Lord sovereignly connected us with a birth mother for adoption. And that's something that's been in our hearts for so long, for children, for the Lord's faithfulness and his promises to us. And there's been seasons of, Lord, I don't know what to do. Like, we've all had our Hannah moments, and Nikki and I have had those Hannah moments. And there's more. The Lord's heart and the details is so amazing. And we're not going to share all of those tonight because we could be here for hours because of how crazy he's knitting it all together. But just know that the Lord is faithful to fulfill his promises. And so I'll have Nikki share a little bit because I could talk forever. So
I don't really know what to say after that. We were matched in our... You get to hold those now. The trash. We were matched with this, like you said, 20 days ago, and it's been a crazy whirlwind. Missions, remember missions? Like here. Sorry, it's literally like my brain is not working right now very well. We found out 20 days ago about the situation, and it was literally within days that we were telling our agency and everything was moving forward. And August 2nd, we were officially matched, like legally. And so that was exciting. And then there were things that happened, and we were like, oh, what is this and what's that? And God was like literally with us through this entire thing with peace and just, I don't even know how he did it, but he was just holding our hands through the whole thing, and we could just feel him in every step we took. So Andy is obviously here today. He is supposed to be on a plane to Poland, but as the Lord is so funny, and I think he does this because I was telling some people today, the Lord reminded me of how I'm very difficult to surprise. And I feel like that's what is happening with this journey we've been on. So Andy was almost on a plane, and we got a message that our birth mom is actually going to be induced early, like next week. So it's crazy, and everything that Teresa spoke in communion about hope, and, you know, we haven't done this perfectly since 2007, especially when we lost our first child, but God has been with us through the hard times and through the high times and the times where we didn't know, we didn't have anything, but just to be in his presence, we couldn't say anything, we couldn't do anything, and he's lifted us and been with us through them all. So, it's just so awesome. He's just so faithful to us, and just there's, I can't wait for us to be able to tell you everything. Right now we aren't able to do that, but it's just such a cool testimony for our family and this little one that's coming into it, but also for the birth mom and what he's doing in her life. It's just so cool. And so we just wanted to share that with you guys because we know some of you were wondering why Andy's here. but we have some things that we have to get done before this baby arrives on our doorstep. And do you have anything else? I don't have anything else to say. Oh, also.
There's going to be more of that.
Sometimes.
More of that.
Okay. All right, on Sunday I shared about my youngest sister, Michaela. Some of you heard that, that she's also pregnant. It's a miracle. And she was being induced
on September 5th. Well, she found out yesterday that she's being induced next week. So, so it could be a possibility that our babies are born on the same day and share a birthday, which would be amazing and cool. But, you know, it's still cool that it's all happening so quick and for the little miracles together, you know, same week. How cool is that?
And yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And one of the things that I can tell, because I'm telling it, is the words, and I kid you not, the Lord is working so powerful in this birth mother's life that she is hearing from Jesus that we are to be her parents. The baby's parents, not her. But she's hearing that. Yes, she's hearing that from the Lord. She's communicating to that to us. And sitting there, it's humbling. Because 20 days ago, that, I mean, yes, we're positioning our heart for adoption and things like that. And for those of you that don't know, in the adoption process, at times with our agency, we'll get an email. It'll explain to us the birth mother's situation. And then you hope that your profile out of one of maybe 50 or 60 just gets across the eyes of a birth mother so she could possibly pick you and match. And sometimes they pick a couple families and they whittle it down. But this one, because this birth mother was in the situation that she was in, we were the only option that was presented to her through a connection. And instantly when she saw us, she knew that's who the Lord has for my daughter. It's a little girl.
Yeah.
That's who, and so it's sobering because I realized that before the foundation of the earth, Jesus knew who this woman was. She knew who this baby was. And he said, I'm going to put her over here. Literally, Jesus just picking it up and moving it in the midst of our imperfection and process. And the words that are coming out of her mouth when we're on phone calls with her are words that only Jesus could put in her mouth. The things that she's saying and declaring, and even times when we're talking about our love for Jesus and how much we want to see him move in the earth, she's saying, the baby's literally like squirming right now when you're talking. Like, that's just, it's mind-blowing. And in whatever way, it's just like, the Lord is blessing and fulfilling and just blowing our minds in this whole process. And there's so many more. I mean, Jesus is in the details. He is in the details on this. But there's a right time to bring out all those complexities, and we're just not sensing that it's tonight, but just know that the testimony that he's working is one that's going to transform and change lives, not only here, but in the nations. And it's another aspect of his heart, that part. The Lord adopted each and every single one of us into his family. He said, that's my son, that's my daughter. When we were in the midst of all of that, and to experience that heart of God and see that expressed is a true honor and privilege. And so we covet your prayers in that process, that we could flow through that in the way that the Lord has for us and for safety and protection over the delivery and all of that. And we know that the Lord's hands are on that. But we thank you for your prayers, because it's not just us that are experiencing this breakthrough. All of you have been standing in faith and praying and contending for us. And so thank you for that. And we know that there's more, but in Jesus' name, we wanted to bless you with that, because he is the God of the breakthrough.
Yes.
Woo. Yes. We receive it. So that's some good stuff to worship the Lord about, because Lord knows we are. So, in Jesus' name.
I'm done. All right. All right.
Fully in love. You have for Jesus, put it inside me, burn it on my heart like a seal, that in the famines of your presence, or the floods of persecution, or in the comfort of the culture, it's still real, it's still real. For Jesus, the love that you have for Jesus, put it inside of me, burn it on my heart like a seal, and in the famines of your presence, for the floods of persecution.
Inside Consumed by you. Set our lives Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the way that you have met us here tonight, for the way that you have allowed us to come boldly before your throne of grace, the way that you have invited us in. And God, I lift our Poland team up to you, Lord, as they are on their way. God, we ask for a hedge of protection over them as they continue to travel there, or if they've arrived. I don't know. Does anyone know? They're on their way. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you would send angels to go before them, to surround them, to go behind them, God. Thank you, God, for a hedge of protection over them as they are in country and traveling as well. And, Lord, I thank you for the salvations, the healings, and the deliverances that are going to break forth, God. For the people that are going to come to know you and give their lives over to you, God, the people whose eternities are going to be won over for you, Jesus, because this team has said yes. Each one of those individuals has said yes to your call. And so I thank you that you have taken them to Poland for such a time as this, Lord, and there will be a great harvest in that land. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And just want to remind you, we'll be here Friday night for our all-night watch of the Lord, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. to worship and pray. We would love to have you here, especially with our team being in Poland. We're inviting as many to come that are able to come here. Even if you can't stay the whole night, you can come for the first half, for the first few hours. We're really looking forward to it and would love to have you join us for that. Thank you so much. Oh, did I say when it is? It's Friday night, this Friday.